talking about retirement and whether or not you would be willing, you would be happy to keep working past retirement age. It's your voice, your story. Get in touch this morning, 08000 855 949. Any thoughts on this, whether perhaps maybe you are approaching retirement and this is very much at the forefront of your mind, of your thoughts? Maybe you've already managed it. Maybe you did do retirement, I don't know, 60, 62. Were you lucky to go at 55? And you thought, actually, do you know what? I kind of want to get back into work. And you've made that return. Get in touch. You can WhatsApp to 08000 321 333. Would you be happy to work past the retirement age? We know in May the retirement age will go up to 67. And the over 50s and over 60s, they are now being urged to stay in work for longer. Yes, it would mean hopefully more in your pension pot, which is only going to be a good thing, surely. But it will also help the UK economy. Research by the Institute for Fiscal Studies found that the most recent state pension increase, when it went up from 65 to 66, led to around 8 in 100. So that's around 55,000 more 65-year-olds being in paid work. And there were especially big increases in employment rates in more deprived areas of the country. Would you do it? Is there an element of you thinking, I don't just want to stop work. It would be lovely to retire. I still want to just keep my toe in the water. It's good for my brain. I've heard so many of my friends say, I want to keep my brain active. I want to keep busy. I want to keep thinking. I don't want to lose that. Maybe I'll just go to part-time. I'll do a couple of days a week. Would you be happy working past the retirement age? 08000 855 949. Your voice, your story today. On the line with me, I've got Dr. Denise Taylor. Denise is a later life commentator and author. She's got a book out called Rethinking Retirement for Positive Aging. You could not be the more perfect guest, I don't think, Denise. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thanks for being on the show. What do you make of this? Research being done by the Institute for Fiscal Studies, lots of people actually chiming in on this and saying, no, come on, we need more 55 overs to be in work. What do you make of that?
We've got different things going on, because whatever we say, there's ageism going on in the workplace, and you've only got to look at the comments going on LinkedIn, and there's so many people at 50 plus who want to work and can't. So there's changes that need to be happening in the workplace, because the government is saying we need more people working. Individuals are saying we want to work, but something's getting lost somewhere, because employers are saying, or the recruiters are saying, you know what, we'd rather go for somebody younger, whereas older people have got way more to offer and they're more likely to stay and contribute. So you have that going on. And you also have people who maybe want to work less. They want to work part-time, but their companies aren't having the flexibility to allow that. So I think that's some of the things that are driving this.
Is that because, so the idea of workforces, bosses want younger people in, do you think that's because they're cheaper?
I don't know. Having done research later in life, you know, I want evidence to back it up. But I do think that sometimes when you go for an interview and you look the age of their parent, possibly even grandparent, they look at you and they can't see you fitting in to their environment. The people are making judgments, which are frankly not true. So that can be one of the reasons why, you know, it's just not happening. I mean, there's other things as well, because I think there's the voice in our heads that can say we're too old. And so we're not quite aware, but we're given the wrong impression. But it is hard at any age to get a job. I don't think it's salary. It's quite a complex topic. But if people want to work, and the government wants people working, and the more that society is getting older, things have got to be done at, you know, a whole range of different levels.
Interesting that the number of workers aged 65 and over has actually nearly tripled since the year 2000. So you're looking at around 1 in 9 people do work past their 65th birthday. Is that because they want to or because they need to?
It's a bit of both. Now, I've been doing pre-retirement stuff for like 40 years. I just sound so ancient. But I was running pre-retirement seminars for the whole post office business in the 80s and 90s. And back then, you know, it was like a government-type pension, so it was an index-linked pension, and they were encouraging people to leave at 50 on full pension, as if they'd worked to 60. So government organisations couldn't get enough of getting older people out. But you've now got some people who are in the fortunate position that have got a really good pension, but then you've got possibly the majority who haven't, and they're having to work because they can't manage on just the state pension. So they're having to work because either they were self-employed and they never thought she did it. Often it's women who were out of the workplace and weren't continuing to make pension contributions. And of course, some of the people working to keep their brain active, you don't necessarily need to do paid work for that. But it's always nice to get, you know, some extra money, even if it's just to pay for the treats. But a lot of people, they're having to work because if your state pension is about £900 every 4 weeks, yet your rent is around that figure, how the heck are people going to like pay for the heating or the food? You know, I took loads of people in their 70s, and they're frankly exhausted, but they're having to work because they don't honestly know how they can live without it.
Do you think there is a willingness from the over 55s, over 65s even, if we talk about skill sets and levels? We know, you know, in the world of AI and technology, things have moved on a huge amount. It's got to come from both sides, hasn't it? The employers have got to be able to upskill them, for want of a better word, but they've also got to want to learn the new skills, haven't they?
Okay, so 15 years ago, I was doing interview coaching. I used to do a lot more careers coaching. And then people were saying about how hard it was to get a job. So this isn't new. And it would be somebody who'd maybe been a marketing director, but he'd never taken any professional qualifications. So it didn't matter where he was, but it was going to matter for the future. And I was saying to people 15, 20 years ago, you have got to take ownership for your own career development. And some do, and a good number don't. So there's that side of it. But this thing about AI, none of us knew about it 3 and a bit years ago. I was quite an early adopter finding out about it. But this is not an age thing. I think whether you are, you know, 80, 70, 20, we're all sort of at the same place as learning about how AI can help us in our job. Mm. So I think, yes, there's a talk about AI might take over some jobs. Yes. But as Carrie Cooper, professor, I think he's still at Manchester University, was saying in the press, I think it's in the Financial Times recently, it's like the people that are going to get the job are the people that know how to use AI to support them in their jobs, not the people who put their head in the sand.
Yeah. What about you? When I say what's your situation, I mean, would you work past retirement age? Are you past retirement age, if you don't mind me asking?
I am. Now, my birthday is the end of August.
Right.
And I was born in 1957, so I actually started work at 15, because back then, you know, grammar school girl, but most of us left school at 16. And so last summer I'd worked for 52 years, and I thought, you know, maybe this is enough.
Certainly sounds enough, I've got to be honest.
You know, 52 years of work. But I've also done a PhD, a professional doctorate later in life. I always wanted to do it. All my life, at 40, 50, I thought about doing one, but, you know, it was always doing stuff more related to work. And then it's like, I don't do it now. Yeah. When will I do it? And the beauty of starting it in my early 60s was I did a topic that interested me, not just my career. So I researched how people can find meaning in life after full-time work. And because I'm a psychologist, it's like, what are the psychological factors that help? And one of them is about being proactive, like going for it. And another is about being more creative and open to new opportunities. So those two things are really helpful for improving the way that you're going to age. They're also going to be helpful for a job, because if you're proactive and say, I could do this, and if you can look at creative ways to solve things, employers are going to want people at any age. So yeah, I got the doctorate at 64. I think I do a lot less. I decided to stop the one-to-one work and to do more writing. So, you know, I've got the 10th book coming out in late April. I enjoy research and writing. So I still work, but I do the work that I want to do.
Because it's on your terms, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the slight difference, isn't it? Denise, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Talk
really,
to you again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Denise Taylor, do look up the books. One of her most recent, Rethinking Retirement for positive aging. Denise, they're a later in life commentator and author. It's your voice, it's your story. Would you be happy to keep working past the retirement age? In May, that goes up to 67. Would you be happy to keep working past retirement age? Have you already done it? Have you already taken the carriage clocks? I mean, I don't know if they still give those out at the parties. But did you retire and you thought, no, do you know what? I'm heading back. Get in touch when you can. 08000 855 949. You can WhatsApp 08000 321.